Elizabeth?
Yes.
When you ask if you're the only one getting feedback, did you mean like static or just hearing other people?
Hearing an echo of your own voice.
Oh, okay.
No?
Okay for me.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Okay. Did you get the courtesy 3 a.m. wake-up call, 3:30 wake-up call this morning?
I sure did.
Oh, boy. Not necessarily a good introduction to the new facilities maintenance organization.
Is that their fault?
I have no idea, but...
Do you get called at home?
Yes, they called, I'm guessing they called most JPL employees at 3:30 this morning to inform us that, good morning, Susie, if we had any experiments that would be affected, we needed to come in and deal with it.
That'll teach them to give you your home phone number.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I'm saying, when did I give them my home phone number? I thought it had to do with maybe the earthquake drill tomorrow. But
I was wondering what that, yeah, that's a good point. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Doing okay, although we were just discussing that all of us JPLers got woken up this morning at 3:30 for a power outage here on lab. We got a phone call informing us of it.
Robocalls.
Yes. Maybe they thought we were missing them after last week.
Have they got your juice back?
Pardon me?
Apparently they got the juice back.
Apparently it wasn't... Good morning. Blew my mind. I would have thought they could have just called the employee.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Okay.
I may have to duck out on you all quickly for a few minutes. I'm expecting roofers to show up.
Ah, okay. I was just expecting you. Okay, there we go. Let's see. We do not have PPI yet. Susie, anyone with you at GEO?
Nope.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought I'd listen in and see what's happening.
It's probably going to be a fairly short meeting this time.
Well, okay. I'll just be in the background.
All right.
Elizabeth, it's going to be a short meeting.
Pardon me?
Maybe we could use the extra time at the end, not for the whole group, just for those who are interested in Phoenix archiving, because I have some things to talk about.
Okay. Okay, let me see. So the only imaging I've got Chris, right?
Excuse me.
We've got SBN, we have rings, we have atmospheres. So PPI is the only node we're missing completely, I think. Yes, okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started then? Let me see. First item on the agenda is 11:12. Oh, great, Todd's. Okay, well, Lyle, let's go down and do 11:35.
Well, actually, can you tell me why you thought 11:26 was ready for a vote?
I put possible vote. Todd had mentioned that this thing is fairly simple. Basically, it's...
That's fine. You don't have to waste time talking about it. That's fine. I was just a little surprised. So.
Yeah. Good morning.
What Todd did was he gave it to Elizabeth and said it's ready for a vote. What he should have said, it was ready for discussion.
Well, it was more my fault than Todd's. I had it in time to get it out for a discussion preparatory to a vote, and I did not do so.
Well, I downloaded it, but I haven't read it yet. So if we're going to discuss it, that's fine. I just was a little surprised that it was coming up for a vote.
Yeah, gotcha.
The working group has decided that we're done with it and ready for the whole group to look at it.
Cool.
Lyle, do you want to go ahead and give a summary of it? Are you okay with that? Or do you want to wait till Todd comes
up? Well, maybe Dick would be better, but...
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's right, because you did the last rewrite.
I don't even have a copy in front of me. Why don't you talk about the next thing, and I'll get a copy, and then I could quickly summarize what we did.
Okay, why don't we jump down then to 11:35. This is the PDFA as a potential replacement for text documents. Lyle.
Well, the working group was supposed to meet within the last month, but we never actually had anything scheduled, so I will bug Joiner to schedule something.
Okay.
Are you guys planning
there?
To... I'm sorry.
Is Ron there?
No, Ron is not on this morning. I think I overheard him on another telecon.
All right.
Are you guys planning to produce some sort of report about the state of PDFA and how readily available it is to data preparers and things like that?
Yeah, well, that would be a possible outcome of our working group.
The reason that I ask is because it seems to me like that would be extremely valuable information to have when it comes time to worry about document formats in PDS 4 or 3 plus or whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, well, we're not entirely sure what the outcome of our working group is going to be, because it doesn't look like PDFA is, while it's a solid standard, the results that you get aren't necessarily very robust.
Really? That's interesting. Okay.
I think we still have to do some more testing on it, basically, is what the ultimate is.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Alright. Okay, so we got the summary on 35. Let me see. That brings us to, I'm working on two different pages here, 41, data quality ID. Richard is not available this morning either. Basically, I'm, excuse me, in the process of writing up the proposed solution, and I'm going to try and get that out in the next couple of days, and I'm assuming that should be another simple e-vote, so we can move that out with 26 if we don't actually vote on 26 today. Okay, and then, pardon me, 11:45, I have got Dick Simpson on, that should be Susie, the lead on this one, my apologies.
I'm sorry, yeah, that should be me. I haven't done a single thing, it's been bumped to the bottom of my list.
Okay. Let's see.
I have to have a separate list for things that are on the bottom of my list.
Oh. I don't even want to talk about what lists of lists I have.
Okay. Which takes us back up to the top. Dick, have you had a chance to glance through?
Yeah, I think I can do a quick summary.
Okay.
As I recall, Ann was the one that brought this to our attention. Rosetta was submitting labels with multiple occurrences of keywords. The general feeling within the working group was this hasn't come up before, and we saw no reason to allow it. It actually confuses things. So our proposal was simply to put something in which would prohibit the practice. We need to confirm that PDS tools will catch this. According to Mike, I think it was, there was a change in the validation tool to report things like this. We just want to make sure that what it's reporting is the right thing.
And are you content with the level of the error? I noticed that in your problem statement it said that it was a, was it a medium? No, where was it? An error is reported when a keyword is repeated. Unmatched in. LV tool current release 220 flags this as a warning of the same severity as an unmatched standard value, but then you said it was the tool after that that had the different error. Anyway, are you content with the level of the error, or are you hoping for a different kind of error message to be reported?
Well, it should probably be an error rather than a warning if we pass this SCR. But,
okay. You're right. Okay, so currently it's a warning, yes.
The real problem is that if these things do exist in the archive, we're not going to catch them, and we don't propose doing a search to find them and repair them. So this would be kind of a, it'll be an error from now on. But there's no backward compatibility. But as far as we know, there's no occurrences of this sort of thing anyway.
Right.
There may be some node tools that would be affected, but we don't know of any.
The only time I've ever seen it done outside of Rosetta was with the note keyword.
Yeah.
I happened to actually run vTool on a file that did have two label revision notes in it, and it did report it as an error.
You did, okay.
Okay.
So we have recent validation that it does what it's supposed to do.
Good.
ESA or Rosetta and said that for things like spice file name, it should be multiple entries for the one keyword, not multiple keywords?
Yeah, it should be a sequence or, what's the other one?
Sequence or set, yeah.
Yeah, and not multiple keywords.
Not surprisingly, Rosetta is no more cooperative than an American mission is in actually correcting things like that in their labels. In fact, more so. I don't actually expect that we'll be able to get them to fix the liens that are completely incompatible and clearly not standards compliant.
Yeah, we were going to ask you for an update on that because we know you reported it, but we weren't sure where it had gone after I think you flagged it for Rosetta, but the question was whether they were
going to... Yeah, I flagged it because they started asking for a solution, but it became clear within a couple months afterwards that they weren't planning to do anything about it regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, when they don't want to change something, they say, well, we froze at PDS version 3.5 or 3.6 or whatever the hell it was. And if they want to do something different, then they want it in the standards, which
right.
is logically inconsistent. And then sometimes they just ignore the standards entirely. And we have absolutely no leverage over Rosetta. I mean, they want us to archive their data, but they have no funding, blah, 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 to actually make it compliant.
Right.
We're seeing that with a bunch of Rosetta data sets that we have now that are listed as in lean resolution, but every time I actually try to do things, I find syntax errors, which is astounding to me, and things that make it impossible to get them directly into our catalog because of decisions they've made. So there you go. So it's probably a good thing to write down somewhere, but it isn't actually going to help or hinder the situation with Rosetta.
Okay. The changes we proposed were in Sections 5 and Section 12. We debated a little bit what authority we had to modify Section 12, but I think we finally agreed that PDS is the only organization that's actually using ODL.
Yeah,
I think even Steve Hughes agreed to this.
Yeah,
We can change Chapter 12, and it has no consequences for any other users, really.
I'm sorry, what are you changing in Chapter 12? I'm a little surprised that anything in Chapter 12 would need to be changed.
We're just adding a couple of statements that sequences and sets need to be used rather than multiple keywords.
Yeah, but the prohibition against multiple keywords, that's not a grammatical thing. That's a PDS thing.
These are just one-sentence additions to existing paragraphs.
Do you have it in front of you, Anne, or would you like me to read it?
No, I can go. I can move around to that other room in the house. I happen to get better reception in this room, but I got a new phone, so keep your fingers crossed. I had trouble. I had to go to an older type phone because the new wonderful Spectrum phones don't actually get through my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, wake up, computer. Let's see. Not there. And this SCR number was 1126?
That's correct,
yeah. Yeah, and you want to go to the bottom of the last page.
All righty. Three of three requested changes. Oh, are sections 12.4.2 and 12.4.5, are they already inside things that say PDS usage?
Oh, I don't remember.
I'll pull it up.
12.4.5 probably does. 12.4.2 is not.
Yeah, because syntactically, in terms of ODL, it's not invalid at all to have multiple values. ODL is, you know, just a grammar. PDS may restrict it, so I think I'd be a little more comfortable if that was marked as a PDS restriction one way or the other.
Well, since PDS is the only user of ODL, it wasn't clear that it made any difference any longer.
It doesn't probably make any practical difference, but because there are other sections of this chapter that clearly distinguish PDS usage versus not PDS usage, it's a nice, nice is a...
It's been the practice we've been following, is to put it in a separate
section.
Basically
the way I'm thinking, Dick, is if somebody comes back 10 years from now and has a PDS-3 label, the sections that are suddenly marked PDS usage become much more important, and they kind of draw attention. So that's really what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if somebody comes back to this 10 years from now trying to decode a PDS-3 label, is it important that they know that this be flagged as PDS usage, because they might actually be searching through based on a tag like that. But I might be overthinking it. God knows I'm in that sort of mode lately.
All right. I finally managed to get 12.4.2 to come up. Let me see. Add append to the first paragraph in 12.4.2. So that would definitely not be marked as, or it's not currently.
Well, maybe it's not important. Does anybody else have an opinion?
It was certainly my opinion that ODL certainly intended to not have multiple keywords. multiple occurrences of keywords. That may not be a correct opinion, but that's my opinion. And that's why I pushed to not have a separate TDS-specific thing.
Okay, fair enough.
But others disagreed. Todd certainly wanted a PDS-specific section.
Yeah, Todd was adding stuff in a lot of places, and I tried to reduce the impact so that when people reading Chapter 12 would see that there are other things besides multiple keywords addressed in Chapter 12.
Yeah.
Okay, and just FYI, I can confirm the 12.4.5 is set aside in a specific section referring to PDS restrictions on the use of groups.
Right,
so
but that's groups only.
Right,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so it's the 12.4.2 one that is not set aside as a PDS usage.
Would we have to add a new section to address PDS usage under 12.4.2?
No, I was actually just thinking like a couple words at the beginning of the sentence, but you know what, I'm not really convinced that it's actually necessary.
And I'm kind of feeling the same way you are. It would sort of be nice, except that I think I would also be inclined to agree with Lyle that I'm not convinced that this wasn't already implied by ODL, but just never...
Yeah. See, I'm in this thinking 20 years down the road designing a system mode, so it's kind of skewed my view of things like that. So I wouldn't put too much weight on it, frankly.
Should we leave it as is?
I'm okay with that. If the majority is okay with that, I'm fine with it.
Any other opinions on this one?
I think I was causing the most trouble in the working group at the end, so I don't remember any other arguments. I think we should let people cogitate on this for at least a couple of days.
Okay, well, what I could do is send it out for a week-long e-vote, and
yeah.
And we'll have the web page on the blog where any public cogitations can take place, and then if folks do not feel comfortable voting on it, we can reschedule the vote for later. Does that sound... Sorry, who is that?
That's Mitch Moaning.
Yep, what's wrong?
I'm wondering if there's a happy medium here. I'm finding myself wanting it to identify this restriction as being PDS specific for all of the reasons you can possibly think of. But I don't see why we can't just put a parenthetical phrase at the end of the statement that just says this is a PDS specific requirement rather than a separate section.
That would be fairly simple to do. Hang on. Let me, what wording have we used elsewhere? 12.5. Wait, 12.4.5. Okay. Okay, so this is now in 12.4.2. This was supposed to be added to the end of the first paragraph. So we'd have the attribute assignment statement is the most common type of statement in ODL, yada, yada. The value may be singular, maybe a singular scalar value or an unordered set of values. And then in parentheses, the PDS places the following restriction on the use of the attribute assignment statement. If there are multiple values, a single attribute assignment statement must be used with either sequence or set syntax. No assignment statement may be repeated. End parent. How would that work?
That's fine. I think you could make it even simpler by saying in PDS ODL files.
Okay. In PDS ODL files, comma, if there are multiple values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to indicate that, you know, this is PDS makes this a hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
Okay, and make this a parenthetical statement? Or not? I'm sorry?
It wouldn't be parenthetical if you do it that way. Anne's is a simpler solution.
Okay, so in PDS ODL files, excuse me, I'm sorry, we've got the 12.4.2 statement, no parens. Okay. All right, so with that update, this becomes version 7. Okay, so I can make that one change and then send it out for an e-vote. All right, sound good. Any other comments? I believe you had those three text changes to the standards reference, and then the only other thing was to verify that the vTool was behaving as expected.
Well, that's part of implementation.
Right.
Yeah.
You already know that it is.
Yeah. appreciate that. Okay, sound good?
Yep.
All right, I will do that then. So let me write this down. To make updates, send out for discussion and e-vote. Great, okay. Now, anybody know anything about 1127?
That's the pointer one?
Yes, pointer object ambiguity in the standards reference.
Yeah.
I thought Todd was sending that along too, but maybe not.
Yeah, he is the one who's in charge of that. He made some comment in some email about, was it that one or one of the others? No, it was another one he was talking about. Okay, so we've got no status on this one because he's not present.
October 22nd, he sent out an email to the working group saying the SCR seems ready for tech group considerations.
This is 27?
Yes, 11/27.
Oh. I did not see that. October 22nd.
I actually got a copy of it, Elizabeth. So.
Okay, the most recent one I've got is October 22nd, 1:18 p.m. Is that what you've got? Pacific time. Or have you got something more recent?
It says 11:17.
Oh, gosh, hang on a second. I have somehow missed that. 11:27. Does it have 11:27 in the subject heading?
Yes.
Order these by date. That is bizarre. I do not have that message. The most recent thing I have got is from October 22nd.
Yeah, October 22nd.
I'm sorry. Okay, I thought you said November something. Okay.
Yeah, that date in November hasn't arrived yet.
That would be a problem. Okay, this SCR seems ready for tech group considerations. Any objections to asking for a vote? Latest version of the SCR is attached. Okay, here are a few corrections. Okay, so the last thing I've got then is from Ron, specifying some corrections, and I did not see anything after that. Is that consistent with what you've got, Lyle?
I didn't see anything from Ron. So he must have responded just to...
He did, just to me and Todd. That's correct. Okay, so then I will... What I need to do then is maybe check in with Todd, find out if he responded to Ron, or if he's intending to make any corrections, or basically what his reaction is. Okay, so did you... did anybody respond to Todd that you're aware of in terms of whether or not this thing was ready to go ahead with a vote, or at least to be presented to the rest of the tech group?
I think that I responded to him, and I think I had some objections similar to the ones that I had for 1126. So
this sounds like it may need a little more work within the working group. Is that, that's the impression I'm getting?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Was, let's say, briefly discussed. May need a little more work. Okay, sounds good.
Post that version on the website, Elizabeth?
According to Todd's email, the most recent version is on the website.
Okay.
Now, I may be incorrect. Let me see. Most recent message from Todd. Oh, isn't this bizarre? Okay, version 4 is the most recent he's got in his email. Let's see what's posted. Yes, the most recent one is on the web. Okay. All right, sounds good. Okay, there was a couple other things. Has anybody downloaded and used the PDF version of the PSDD?
I did a couple of weeks ago. I haven't used it much.
Okay, so any problems with it, or does it seem to be displaying properly in your various PDF browsers?
I think I just opened it to one page, so I haven't really used it much.
Okay.
It worked okay.
I would appreciate people getting back to me, letting me know if they run into any problems. I created this using LaTeX and then created the... bookmarks using Adobe Acrobat. So I just want to make sure that process is working, not causing any problems on various readers, et cetera. What was the other thing I wanted to bring up? Okay, Susie, we were going to hang around and talk Phoenix a little bit, but I did want to just warn people that we are going to have some Phoenix keywords that we're going to need to seek approval for. So I'm wondering if we could, what would you guys prefer? Would you prefer scheduling an interim standards telecon to deal just with those Phoenix keywords, or would you prefer to try and deal with it by email?
Why don't you toss it out to email and see what the reaction is?
Okay.
Why are they not using a local dictionary?
I think their grammar got settled way back. I don't know how long ago this was, a year or two. I'm just coming in at the last minute on this one. And they looked at trying to include the colons with, you know, that were necessary for the local data dictionary keywords in the whole Vicar problem system, and couldn't do it at this late stage. We did look at that. But they didn't think they could do it.
I find the explanation mystifying, but that's all right.
I'm not the one to talk to here. Raphael would know more on the history on this one.
Is Raphael here?
I don't think he's online. Raphael? No.
All right, well, I really need him, so there's no point having this conversation without him.
Okay. I can run down the hall and see if he's in his office, Susie. Five doors down.
If that's convenient for you, thanks.
Oh, sure, just a sec.
Gosh, I'm being lazy. I'm closer than she is.
That's all right. You're supposed to be running the meeting, right?
Yeah, we're all hanging out.
I'm going to sit here and wait.
It is your duty to dispatch people to do your bidding.
Ah, okay, okay.
Elizabeth, what I really wanted was just a three-way, or maybe with Betty, four-way conversation that probably would be boring to everybody else. Would it be better for us to just hang up and do this separately, or what?
But you would like Raphael involved, right?
I need Raphael and probably Betty.
Yeah.
He's not there.
Yeah, he's... So I think what we're going to need to do is try and have that conversation at another point.
I tell you what, I need to. We have our Phoenix Working Group telecon at, let's see, noon your time today,
yes.
And I really wanted to have this conversation before that.
Well, I can keep an eye on his office, or I can leave a note for him to drop by here when he gets in.
Okay, and could you all just, the two of you, and Betty, if you want to also call me at my desk when you are all in one place?
Sure. And you mean wait until he gets here, though?
Yeah, I really need to.
Okay, if he's not here by, say, 11 or 11:30, do you want us to call you anyway?
Yeah, I may be out of here between, what time would it be your time? 11:15 to 11:45, I might not be here.
Okay, so.
But maybe you can leave a message.
Yeah, leave a message.
Okay.
Okay, if we don't get it done before the meeting, please make sure he calls into the Phoenix.
The meeting, yeah, we'll try and do what we can. Okay, sounds good. Any other announcements that anyone has?
Susie, do you need me for that telecon?
I don't know, Lyle. I don't think so, because most of the things I wanted to talk about are related to the imaging products for Phoenix. But
very good.
Now that you mentioned it, you know, there may be other problems that I don't know about for your products. So
yeah, there might be a couple MET keywords that may or may not have been made it into the data dictionary. I thought they did.
Okay, well, in that case, yeah, I'll try to include you too, but a lot of this is just imaging.
Okay.
All right. We've got MC meeting is on the 20th, 21st. AGU looks like the week of December 15th, if I've got that correct. So our next meeting nominally would be December 10th. How does that work for people?
I have a project review that day, but it's in the afternoon, so 9 o'clock is fine.
Okay. Any other problems that anyone's aware of with that one?
It's Human Rights Day.
Oh, dear. I suppose working for the PDS would be a violation of all of our human rights, wouldn't it? All right, 12:10 is the nominal next date. Well, if I don't talk to you guys before then, have a good Thanksgiving, everyone.
All righty.
Okay, and Susie, hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Excuse
me, okay. Second, Elizabeth. What's the rules on Dan Crichton's staff meeting? Does this Trump, because I don't know. That's
yes, I inform him, and he schedules around it. That's
okay.
What he's been doing.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.